Now for the perspective of the ANC, we're joined on the line by the ANC spokesperson in community safety. He's also the Western Cape secretary of the South African Communist Party, Benson Ngentu. Benson, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Does the ANC and the SACP support the proposed idea of the Western Cape government taking more control over SAPS operations in the province?
Our position is consistent with the ANC's resolution for a building of a single police in the country under the command of the National Commissioner. And it is for that reason that when in August last year, the Minister of Police, Senzo Mthunu, the MEC in the province and the city of Cape Town, when they signed the memorandum of the cooperation agreement, we describe or characterize as an advance towards a single police, you know, because you cannot have an effective police if it is disintegrated, if it is too decentralized. You can go across the world, you're not going to find that, you know. So that's what we believe on. And we believe that it is nothing but the politicking from the end of the DA to believe that devolution of police powers will serve as a panado to address the scourge of crime in the Western Cape. Listen, here is our fundamental argument. What is the source of crime in the Western Cape? Where we stand, the current trajectory, which is responsible for the chronic underdevelopment of working class communities, is responsible for this scourge of crime. Therefore, the DA at a provincial, at a local level need to invest in infrastructure development such as building up houses for our people, because crime takes place in underdeveloped areas of Mitchell's Plain, of Hiddenveld, of Khayelitsha, of Blokombos. You go and look at the stations which are in the top 100 in the country. Majority of them are from the Western Cape. Where in the Western Cape? Cape Town. Where in Cape Town? Working class township. That's where we stand. It's not a panacea or it's not a panado to respond. But where we stand, they are obsessed with it for politicking purposes without the best interest of our people at heart.
Yeah. We ran a poll, Benson, on our social media platforms, asking the question of, you know, our listeners, many of whom are based in the Western Cape. So the results, perhaps not entirely scientifically accurate, but 34% said yes, they are interested in, or they believe that the powers of SAPS should be devolved to the Western Cape government. And 16% said no, 43% said maybe. So it does seem as if, at least from the perspective then of the responses that we received from the poll, which, mind you, is not entirely scientific and perhaps doesn't meet certain standards in terms of statistics, but just as sort of an indicator of where people in the Western Cape stand, it does seem as if there's at least a willingness to listen to the argument. What do you think it then says about the efficiency and effectiveness of a centralized policing?
I think I must make the point to say, polling itself is not neutral in a class-divided society. And also, it is important to look at who is driving it, in what kind of society. Now, here in the province, one of the issues which I think we need, which the media is not talking about, is the fact that the DALL city of Cape Town is not accountable. For instance, in the period around 2022, when there was a compliance inspection, the law enforcement were told that they could not account for about 28 firearms, which their law enforcement confiscated. Where are those firearms? Now, if you go to the South African Police Services, for instance, there are strict controls, There are challenges, let's face it. The SAP faces challenges. And such challenges include key amongst other things. Resource constraints as a result of budget cuts. And we believe that the cooperation agreement was that important intervention to sharing of resources of whatever kind, that all spheres of government come together and share resources, but leadership is centralized. Leadership is centralized. Imagine if at your own household, if everybody, right, will just be a leader, your kids and so forth, they're not center. Now, the single police concept, the centralization, seeks to ensure that there is center. It's not near about bureaucratization or building of a red tape. Because remember, police is an integral component of the security. And security is important for the sovereignty of any country in this instance. So it will be reckless if any person will be given power and authority to lead the security cluster and that be decentralized. That will be liberal and dangerous for our national sovereignty. And that should not be allowed. What should be allowed is for all spheres of government, right, to come together, share resources, and commit in the fight against crime. Now, in Mfuleni, for instance, there's a crisis of a police station. And the argument we're advancing from our end is to say, go and use a park which has not been effective and build the police. And that park belongs to the city of Cape Town. Now, that's where sharing of resources comes in. That the police doesn't beckle to get land for the building of the police station. That's what we need to talk about. Here, I mean, in Cape Town and here in the Western Cape in this instance. Then, devolution. You know, by the way, let me make this point. The DA is not consistent in its argument. They will say devolution of police powers. At a banner point, they will say devolution of investigative powers. On the other banner point, they will come and say devolution of intelligence powers. What is behind this idea? I think they must be given an opportunity to unpack it. They have been unpacked it in the legislature. They have been unpacked in the city of Cape Town, even in the public domain. But what they do, they shoot from the hip, right? And wanting to hit headlines that there might be devolution of powers and everything with the result. Yet there is no evidence of that. Right? What we know is they are unable to lead the metropolitan law enforcement agencies. There are reports also that says they seek to consolidate law enforcement agencies in the city of Cape Town. Well, depending on the question as to what does it represent, is it in line with the building of a single police or not? And our interest, our objective, is the building of a single police in South Africa under a single command, irrespective of who is leading government.